All right. So written on one side in black ink in neat cursive handwriting is, "Why didn't you tell me there was danger? Why didn't you warn me? Ladies know what to guard against because they read novels that tell them of these tricks."
Unpack that. And maybe I will actually read Tess of the D'Urbervilles to put it in proper context as well. So
I reckon, yeah, it definitely needs context.
Right.
I recognize the quote from Tess. "I'm stunned by the irony as I've just spent 3 hours writing about the novels of Thomas Hardy in my final examination. Perhaps there is no irony. Perhaps it's deliberate. I inspect the books closely. 3 volumes of Tess of D'Urbervilles." Watch my Californian accent mangle the shit out of that name.
Oh, just you wait until we get to
Tess of the D'Urbervilles, bro. Tubular.
Bruh.
Whoa!
I hate that you said that. I'm gonna drown you in the ocean. I open the front cover.
As long as I can catch some sick waves, bro.
Oh, fuck. Where are my cigarettes?
I'm gonna kill myself.
No, you're not.
Written in an old... I'm not, but people badly
no, dude,
doing
that's California. Totally not gnarly.
I'm gonna come to Scotland and kick your ass.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Where are my fucking written cigarettes? This is an emergency.
Having a real podcast crisis right now. I'm making you want to murder me, and Victor can't find his cigarettes. It's all falling apart. We're only 4 episodes in.
This is what we've made it 4 episodes. Gray has done to us. Okay. I'm probably sitting on them. Hold on.
Take all the time in the world you need. That gives me more time to drink this.
Okay. Oh, wait.
And stare longingly at pizza.
Oh, there we go.
Pizza soon.
Okay.
While Peter is reading, I will consume you. Okay, are we good?
Yep. Found him.
Written in an old typeface on the front plate is London, Jack R. Osgood, McIlvain & Co., 1891. Holy shit. They are first editions. They must be worth a fortune, and I know immediately who sent them. Kate is at my shoulder, gazing at the books. She picks up the card. "First editions," I whisper. "No." Kate's eyes are wide with disbelief. "Gray?" I nod. "Can't think of anyone else. What does this card mean?" I have no idea. I think it's a warning. Honestly, he keeps warning me off. I have no idea why. It's not like I'm beating his door down. I frown. "I know you don't want to talk about him, Anna, but he's seriously into you. Warnings or no." This is another massive red flag.
Yeah, this is also, hand of God has descended here. Kate, no!
Kate, please, no. I have not let myself dwell on Christian Grey for the past week. Okay. So his gray eyes are still haunting my dreams, and I know it will take an eternity to expunge the feel of his arms around me and his wonderful fragrance from my brain.
You could probably buy that.
Ooh, can't get enough of that Christian Grey stank.
You know he wears something super, like,
Sex Panther.
Baseline, like, Giorgio Armani. Just bad perfume. As somebody who wears a lot of perfume, I'm offended. Why has he sent me this? He told me that I wasn't for him. I found one Tess first edition for sale in New York at $14,000. But yours looks in much better condition. They must have cost more. Kate is consulting her good friend Google. This quote, Tess says it to her mother after Alec D'Urberville has his wicked way with her. I know, muses Kate. What is he trying to say? I don't know, and I don't care. I can't accept these from him. I'll send them back with an equally baffling quote from some obscure part of the book.
That would be a fucking power play.
That would have been great. I wish that had happened.
Meta-Anna,
I wish she had sent...
Please.
God. Sent the books back with just no.
Send it with, like,
and then
graffiti it with, like, do the Chinese character for fart on it, please.
God. The bit where Angel Claire says, "Fuck off," Kate asks with a completely straight face. Yes, that bit. I giggle. I love Kate. She's so loyal and supportive. I repack the books and leave them on the dining table. Kate hands me a glass of champagne. To the end of our exams and our new life in Seattle, she grins. To the end of our exams, our new life in Seattle, and excellent results. We clink glasses and drink.